I mentioned yesterday, I didn't realize that Chaim Roberts still doesn't have power, but could you daven on Shabbos for your power to come back? Or could you daven for anything personal with Kasha? So we'll start with as follows. Talmud Yerushalmi, HebrewBooks.org. Although, we have a Talmud Yerushalmi coming this week. We don't have Shabbos. So the Talmud... What?
The whole Talmud Yerushalmi?
The whole Talmud Yerushalmi is coming this week. Dedicated... L'zeich Nishmas, Mrs. Sidorovsky. Said the Talmud Yerushalmi. This is a Masechta Shabbos. Perek Tezvav. Halacha Gimel. Tani. Our sages learned this is a Braisa. Aser. It is forbidden. Litzvoya Tzrachav B'Shabbos. It's forbidden to ask for needs on Shabbos. Okay? The Gemara says unequivocally, it is forbidden to ask for needs on Shabbos. Shabbos, you cannot daven for personal or for needs on Shabbos. We'll see this exact language, word for word. This, we're going to go back to this shortly. The Yerushalmi is also said in Vikra Rabbah, Perek Lamed Daled, which is the Mesh Rabbah. On this, there is a remarkable Gemara in Brachas, Dafid Beis. Excuse me. On Shabbos, Dafid Beis. The Gemara says in Shabbos, as I... Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, our sages told us, Hanichnas Levakar Sechayla, you go to visit a sick person, an ill person, on Shabbos. Okay? It's a mitzvah to Bikur Cholam always, right? So if you visit a sick person on Shabbos, now one of the most important aspects of Bikur Cholam, of visiting the sick, is to pray for the person. In fact, the Mefarshim say if you don't pray for the person, you may not be even Yotzi Bikur Cholam. You know, it's whenever you, it's very important, whenever, you know, people go, Mrs. Lindenbaum, she used to be well. I'm going to hopefully see the Brent or goes in tomorrow to see how he's recovering. You're supposed to give them a bracha, or daven for the person. Whenever you go to a person, you daven for them. It's an integral part of Bikur Cholam. You see a person ill, you see a person sick, certainly if you see a person suffering, you know, in the ICU, it's easy because you see them in pain, it jars you to please Hashem make them better. But in general, the Mitzvah of Bikur Cholam is to be mispallel for a person. Well, what about if you go to a person on Shabbos? We just said you can't ask for personal things for people on Shabbos.
That's not right, because we do it all the time, right?
Well, maybe we won't after tonight. It's a good thing you came. We'll have to find out.
Okay.
Says the Gemara, Tanu Nechaz Avagar Zechayla Amr Shabbos, Hima Lezok Refrua Klor V'Lavo. You say, the statement you say is Shabbos Hima Lezok. Shabbos, it's forbidden to cry out, but you should have a speedy recovery. You say, that's the language you should say. Shabbos, Hilizok, Shabbos is the time you can't scream out, but Refuah should come quickly. Rashi says, Tzarech laharchiv daitam, betanchumim shalei sari. You know, if a person feels you're not praying for them, it actually could affect them physically. So you should say something. Rashi actually says, one of the reasons you pray for them is not only, this is, by the way, I can tell you as a rabbi, this is 100% true. And it's not chas v'shalom, not genuine. But, you know, people want to hear that they're going to be better and they want brachas because they need chizuk. Now, you know, it's almost the only way you to pray for them is they want to hear they'll be better. So, they ask, give me a bracha, or please pray for me. You know, it strengthens a person. I think it's a feeling of care. It's a feeling of hope, which is a psychological need beyond the actual metaphysical ruchnistic reality of Freshtetzach. Certainly, whenever a person davens for someone, it's a merit for them. Remer Omer says, no, you could see, don't say Shabbos Hima Lezok. You could say, Shetirachem. Shetirachem. Hashem Shemat Rachmanas on you. Rabbi Huda says, Hamakob, you could say, God should Yerachem Alecha, V'al Chol Yisrael, and to include the Chole of Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, Hamokom Yerachem Alecha, B'toy Chol Yisrael. So Remer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, all have variation, all three of them being students of Rabbi Akiva, right? Rol Chaverim. Hamokom Yerachem Alecha, B'toy Chol Yisrael. You can you should add it amongst the rest of the sick of Israel. Shavne is Yishushalayim. Beknisasa Omer Shalom. Shavne of Yishushalayim would say, when he come in, he would say Shalom. Uvitziyasa, first he would say Shalom when he walks into the sick person on Shabbos. And when he leaves, Uvitziyasa, you should stand up. You worked hard today. Uvitziyasa Omer Shabbos Himalizoik. Shabbos Himalizoik with four Korvalavo. Viracham of Merubin. God shall have much mercy on you. Vishavta Bishalom. So a long prayer to get better, even on Shabbos. Frekt the Gemara asks the Gemara, who do we follow? The Gemara says, Hada Amar Bichanina. So Bichanina says, Me, Shiyesh Lokolk Betok Beso Tzarch Shiar Ben Betok Kol Yisrael. First of all, to say you have to daven for them amongst the other sick of Israel, right? Whenever a person davens for themselves or for others, you want a shidduch, get married, please give me a shidduch amongst other people. You want a good job, please give me a job amongst other people. You want your child to get married, please give my child to get married among. You always, you know, if you, because otherwise you only worry about yourself, you know, this person, there's no other sick person in the world. You're supposed to think about others. It's actually a general idea in prayer. If you notice, most of our prayer of tefillah is in rabbim, in plural. Then it says, and come on, Rabbi Yossi, right? And we're passing like Rabbi Yossi. We say, B'soch Shach Shach Shach. And then it says, Rabbi Chanin, B'koshi Hatiru L'nachem Avelim, U'levakir Cholim B'Shabbos. B'koshi. Why? It's mitzvah. It's painful. It's painful to go ahead and visit the sick. And you're not allowed to be pained on Shabbos. B'koshi. Not allowed to do anything which is painful on Shabbos. I once mentioned last year, even the Moshe Sfarim in Torah Devar brings, really you shouldn't punish people on Shabbos, ideally, if a child. You shouldn't chastise, you shouldn't give Musar on Shabbos, ideally. I'm talking about like individual Musar. You're not supposed to cause anyone pain on Shabbos. So here you see, there's all kinds of discussions of how you could pray, and the bottom line of the whole discussion is because of Tsar on Shabbos. And when you look at the Rishonim, they discuss, why can't you ask for personal requests on Shabbos? They give three answers, a little bit related to this. The Korban Ha'eda, who is one of the foremost commentaries on Rav Frankel, who is a Rav in Berlin, on the Yerushalmi, says as follows. Aser, let's buy a tzracha b'Shabbos. Why can't you ask for on the Shabbos? Why can't you ask for requests on Shabbos? Tishim echal onik Shabbos. Okay, onik Shabbos is on Shabbos. You're supposed to yachshav ha'adam kil kol malachto asoy. You're supposed to be on Shabbos enjoying Shabbos, like at your wedding. I think Shabbos is where we sing lechadadik lekrashkala. What are you saying? It's our wedding. We're marrying Shabbos. When you're at your wedding, do you worry about your taxes? Do you worry about your mortgage payments? Do you worry about your sick cousin Louis? You know, not really. I mean, under the chuppah, you daven for people. But really, at your wedding, you're supposed to be enjoying the day. These things, anything that takes you away from your wedding, certainly on your wedding night, you're in the yichud room. Can you imagine thinking about these things in the yichud room? It takes away from your enjoyment of the wedding. Shabbos is Oynik Shabbos. You're supposed to love Shabbos. You're supposed to be one with Hashem on Shabbos. And you start thinking about your business. You start thinking about your stock options. You start thinking about, you know, your upcoming vacation, whatever it may. You know, you start thinking about, you start davening for your parnasa. You start thinking about your job. All of a sudden, you're back in Yahoo and Google and Cisco. Right? You start thinking about Boulder Creek. You're thinking about the Mississippi River. Right? You know, your head's not on Shabbos. You're somewhere else. You lose focus on Shabbos. He says, on Shabbos, everything komalach to us. So we learned this way back. Everything's supposed to be done. As Torah says, v'shol tzarachav, you're asking for things on Shabbos. What are you showing? Showing that you're lacking on Shabbos. You don't have. You start thinking what you don't have on Shabbos. You're worrying about what you don't have. That's not the spirit of Shabbos. Secondly, says the Korbanator, but God may be daga belibo. Put worries into your heart. So I think about your interview that week, your job that week, you're traveling to Philadelphia for business. So I think about that. You start thinking about your investments. You start thinking about your grandmother who's sick, God forbid. Oh my goodness, Bubby so-and-so is sick. Right? Or you start thinking about your children, you're davening for them to get into the school you want. Right? You know? Yeah, that's a much higher level. She didn't tell him about his child dying. That's already a don't go that far, because that mitigates us. We're talking about actually just davening over here, right? Davening. You start thinking of your powers out. Chaim, hopefully your power back by Shabbos. Right, we hope.
So what if the person in the hospital relies on you for their simcha? And by not going, you're actually going
to
make...
No. So you have to go. You should go in that case. Yeah, absolutely. But it's bekosha. It's not a simple thing.
So we're not learning all that when it came to Malacha. You could think about it. There was no issue about thinking about things. It's just you couldn't verbalize it.
So actually, we discussed that. Good question. And technically, it's permissible. We saw afterwards, even the act of piety, not. Mm-hmm. But here, the problem is you're articulating it. You're praying. Aslo tzvaya. Not leharhar. Can't when you dive and you're so articulating it. You're articulating it. Mm-hmm. You're praying for it. So you're right. In theory, you can think about these things. Even though we saw it's an act of chasidus natu, tefillah, you're praying for these things. That's what Korban Eidah says. There's a Ron on this Gemara and Shabbos at Bikur Cholim, the Ron Rabbeinu Nisim says, so he says, Omer Shabbos humilizak. The Gemara says, when you go to visit a sick person and say, Shabbos, we can't call out, Refuah krova lavo, says the Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim. Who's Rabbeinu Nisim in Shiran?
Who was he?
Where is it? Who was he a student of?
Rabbeinu Nisim was him and another two rabbis. It was
Rajba. Pirish, ena yachol levakish rachim achshav. Says even you're going to visit a sick person. The Gemara says, don't start praying for the person now. You'll start crying. Right? You're going to cry. You go visit, God forbid, a person as a parent or a child or a sibling or a relative sick in the hospital. Say, Hashem, make them better. You know, you cry for... We should never know such things. Again, you're a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I live vicariously. I've been in the hospital and I've seen big people cry. Adults who don't have an emotional bone in their body. They start davening for the relative and they start crying, you know, and that's actually a good thing in general. You should do that. That's the right thing to do. But not on Shabbos. Shabbos. It's not a free-for-all over here. You're going to start davening, you're going to start crying. The person has a kid who's in the army or off the derech or struggling, or you want a child to get married, you know, or you're losing your job and you know that pink slip is coming and you're nervous. You start davening. You're not going to daven. You're going to start crying. You're going to start angst. It's going to hit your heart. You know, so says the Ran, by you davening, you're going to start crying on Shabbos about your stuff. You're not going to have Shabbos anymore. On the contrary, he says you go to visit a sick person, comfort them. You're going, one of the main reasons to daven for a person is to comfort them. Comfort them in other ways, because when you start crying, you start davening, you start crying. That's the opinion of the Ran. The Ran says, tefillah, real people who pray, this is a lesson for us, is bechi. It should lead to prayer. If you really believe everything comes from Hashem, somebody's sick, you're going to cry. If you really believe that you want to get married, you know, I remember yeshiva, there are people who daven, they wanted to get married, and all of a sudden it became like the Chavetz Chaim. You know, a person has problems with their children, all of a sudden they're like the Chavetz Chaim, they start davening long. You know, you cry. If you don't cry, you feel bad. It hits you. And on Shabbos, you walk out, like you start thinking, oh my goodness, what is going to be with this kid? Hashem. Hashem, my job, my boss hates my guts. Hashem, help me. Like you start crying. You're like, and if you don't cry, you feel bad. That's a Shabbos. You can't do that. That's what you're in the wrong. Third opinion, actually, the Rambam sounds like that as well, by the way, in the Periklam and Mishnah Torah. The third opinion is the Vikra Rabba. In Vikra Rabba, actually, it says exactly the same Lashon, word for word of the Yerushalmi, in Vikra Rabba. And on Vikra Rabba, the Medrash says beforehand, before saying this, it says, Nimtzu chafzecha. Can't do weekday things. Because it's vachadik. It's weekday. You can't start davening for your job. You can't start davening for, you know, it, you on Shabbos, you have to be like everything is done. A little, the Kormaneda alluded to that as well, but the Ikur Rabbah, that must be open, says this explicitly. The Ramah, again.
Is that for all tefillah? Like, even for, like just in general, should you not get really emotional during your tefillah on Shabbos?
You can't cry. Is it, if you cry tears of joy, if you're a holy mamash, you're like a Rebbe. But no, you can't cry out of pain on Shabbos. You cannot be on pain on Shabbos. By the way, I, you know, for some of us, this may sound like a little bit far off. But Lamaisa, now you understand what Shabbos is. I'm going to make Shabbos. You're a wedding. You see, so I want to understand. Shabbos to us is like a wedding. You weren't here last year, Shirim, right? And we started about Enik Shabbos a little over a year ago. About a year, a few months ago, we talked about it. Shabbos like a wedding. The mitzvah of Shabbos has to be like a chasana. That's what we sing for Chazal Difarna. It's not just like a nice song which you have people in the gunim and they... It's a reality. But we call... You know, I was just teaching the 12th grade girls in Miro about the Arizal. They were going to the mountains. They weren't going to sing L'Chaladi because they like Karbach. To them, they were marrying Hashem. They were marrying Shabbos on Shabbos. Right? That was the reality. They went out to the mountains, had a minion, and greeted Shabbos to come in. Because the reality was... So, to do things which are painful, right? You don't do that at your wedding. It's Shabbos is a wedding. You don't do these type of things on Shabbos. Period. So, anything that causes you pain, or anger... or angst, or sadness, is in the Shabbos. Shabbos. Aaron is for Shabbos. You don't do these other things on Shabbos. And that's why the Koshi had Tiro, even Levakar Chom, which is a mitzvah de'araisa, which is the way of Hashem. Because right? For you, it's a loss. You're doing, why would they matter? For the sick person. But for you, it's a loss. You need to be focused on Shabbos. But to sit there and pray, that you should be doing. Talmud Yushami and the Medrash Rabbah both say explicitly, no. The Ramah, actually, on this, the Ramah says, this is in Reish Peches, Sif Yud. The Ramah says, this is about the Machaber. The Machaber says, Nir Daf Mipre Ruach Ra. Shamru Lav Daf. There's actually a Gemara, and the Machaber is calling it, guy runs from the bad spirit. Now, what does this mean? Person is mentally ill, typically, right? Ruach Ra, it means there.
Was that Shaul?
What? Shah had that was divinely ordained Ruach Ra. But there's a kana, by the way. You see this person who has Ruach Ra, who is suffering heavy depression or some manic episode is a danger. It's sakanas nefashas, right? I mean, it's sakanas nefashas to others. There's just a terrible maisa. And Migdal guy killed his. We saw that the mom shudder. You know, you kill other people, you kill yourself. I mean, person has. They snap. It's not, so it's a custom. Vuad l'chol chol ha-sheish was a custom. So not only do you stop them, you can dive in for such people. You can, you know, sakanas nefashas. You can dive. That's what the Mechaber said. V'chen no'agin mitzlam v'shas chol ha-sukanam sakanas ha-yom. You can go ahead and dive in. Pray for anyone who's in literally pikuach nefesh.
So it is kind of nefesh. Someone is ill, seriously ill. You can't daven for them.
So chemot to the varach the Ramah that says hachoyla hamesukim bo beyom. Somebody's on their deathbed. They're legitimately pikuach nefesh. You can go ahead and daven for them. That's what the Ramah says. That on this of a mishenu, the Chavetz Chaim says mishenu mesukim lo. Somebody's not in danger. You know, somebody just broke their wrist. Terrible thing, by the way. Daven such a person. There's no danger to life. Somebody's in stable condition. Somebody is has a flu. Somebody has diabetes, or somebody's, you know, no danger to life. No hazard to daven. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. I ukshoyis mishaber chalchela. You go ahead and make a mishaber chalchela. She ain't bo sakana, where there's no sakana in life, right? Oymer Shabbos Yom Lizik Refur Kolov. You have to say that Shabbos Yom Lizik Refur Kolov. Actually, when you look at Fagin up there, he says it's actually very bizarre because the Mishaberach on the weekdays, everyone on Shabbos, everyone's there. They're all saying, right? You really came in daven. They put, but this is very serious. anyone on that list better be legitimately sick. You don't put somebody who's not. It's actually it's a bad sign for them to put someone on that list who's not legitimately sick. Period. And on Shabbos, it's nishpashet.
What's legitimately?
Chola, sick.
Yeah, chola. Really sick.
Like really sick. What do I mean? What do you mean exactly? Okay.
If you have, like, I don't know, like asthma, back
cancer. No, it should not be on the list.
Like thermal conditions. Like
no. They should,
so how does that get around just by saying that?
It should not be on the list. I mean, the asthma could be dangerous. It could be pekuch nefesh, but I'm saying. But, you know, I mean, use your judgment. I'm not going to go through a litany of things.
How does that get around it? We don't say you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, but I'm cooking. You don't
so, because you're acknowledging. That's what the one really says, you're acknowledging. But it's not so simple. Really, it's not so simple because they're not even there. It means when we saw Rashi said, Rashi said. What, are you listening? You asked a question, right? Rashi said that the whole reason to daven for them is because it makes them feel better. You're in a shul. They're not there. Now, if they're there, it's one thing. But most people are it's not even part. Especially if they're not in the city. Well, that's really not push it. They don't even know you're davening from. You know, people. They hear about some chayla in Israel or New York, or they put them on a list. I'm like, well, pashat. We're doing halacha over here, not emotions. Not simple. Shabbos. Hey, So, what's the theory? Because you're acknowledging it's Shabbos and you're not really crying out. It's really, you know. Yeah. I will see a little bit more later on as we go. Well, the varcha makash leilid. It said a person having a hard time delivering. It says for sure chol shabbosikana. You for sure can daven for them at that point. And the reason why, if someone has pekuach nefesh in front of you, besides for them, for you, you can't function. Right? This is very important, by the way. Let's be realistic. If you're a sick person's dying in front of you, you're not going to be able to push them out of your own mind. So by not davening for them, you're going to ruin your Shabbos. You understand? If you don't daven for them, you're not going to be enjoying your wedding. You're not going to be enjoying Shabbos. Davening is actually catharsis at that point. Right? It's actually helpful to you. If you're the sick person, you need to daven. You know, you have, God forbid, when someone has a tragedy, an immediate tragedy, not about things, you have an interview on Wednesday, you're not worried about what's going to happen. That's what I'd be talking for. But you need to go ahead and daven. Likewise, the Shari Tshuva says that we don't say v'hurachum on Shabbos by Baruch Hu, because again, we don't ask for v'hurachum. We're not asking for personal bakashas on Shabbos. Now, there's an interesting thing. Both the Yerushalmi, I'll read it from the Medrash. It's a bigger print over here, and the both Yerushalmi and the Medrash Rabbah then continue after saying it's forbidden to ask personal requests on Shabbos. They both say the following language. Rabbi Zeira is Zera. Rabbi Zera. When the Yerushalmi, the Medrash Rabbah was around the time of Yerushalmi. There's a good reason why they're the same language. Medrash Rabbah was written in Eretz Yisrael around the time of the Yerushalmi. Okay, so Rabbi Zeira is Zeira in the language of Israel with an ayin. Same person. So Rabbi Zeira, everyone knows from Talmud Bavli. So Rabbi Zeira, because Rabbi Zeira was a Talmud. Anyone know who was a Talmud of? Gemara says he left against his Rebbe's will. In at least three Masechtas. Rabbi Huda Bar Yechezkel. Right, Rabbi Huda. He went, he made Aliyah. Rabbi Huda held it was forbidden to leave Babylonia, because that was the Makom Torah of the time. And Rabbi Zeira left. So when he left to Eretz Yisrael, he added the Ayin. So Rabbi Zeira, by Kumeit Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Zeira asked in front of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was a student of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei, Ilan de Amran, you can't ask requests for Shabbos. When we bench, what do we say? Re'enu, Zunenu, Parnasenu. God should sustain us. Give us Parnasa. God should feed us. How do we say that on Shabbos? Those are personal bakashas. Those are requests. How are we able to say that? When what are you jumping at? You take a poor person who has no food. By the way, today, you know, but in those days, you didn't have fridges, you didn't have freezers, you didn't have bank accounts, you didn't have insurance. Very often, if you were poor, you didn't know where your next meal was coming for, let alone a week from now. Right? When you said Re'en is in a partner saying on Shabbos, you felt it. Yeah, You know, and like, you don't know when your next meal's coming. I mean, I can give you tons of literature where people, and people did starve to death. That was the reality of the ancient world. Right? There are people who starved to death, you know, and people who were famished. Right? So you felt it. How do you die? How do you sit on Shabbos? He asked him. You don't think it's going to stir you? So, Mahu Amelo Teufis Brachas Kacho. This is Teufis Brachas. When it's part of the regular bracha, it's not an add-on that you can go ahead and say. The Marzu says, Teufis Brachas Kacho. Kvo Teufis Ashtar. Pirs Nusach Kavua. It's a regular Nusach. Mesudar Varachel. You're used to it. He said, so he falls, so he's used to it, you won't be bothered by it. The Korban Eda on the Yushalmi says, Tofes Brachasu, Kachuv Ein Lashonas Mechol Lashavish Lispal Brachasu. If you start changing benching, you'll mess up benching. Especially those that have Siddurim. Right? If that, you bench every day this way. If you start chopping up benching, you'll mess up. This is the regular bracha, right? The Marzu says because you won't be mitzar as much because you're used to it. It's part of your daily ritual. He knows, like, you know, the regular shmonas you get used to, right? The regular benching you get used to. You know, most people, they say reina zonim parasena, they're just thinking. Since they say it every day, they're still thinking about their chulent as their benching, reina zonim parasena, thinking about their shluff. You know, they're going through benching. You know, you do it every day. You're used to it. It's a reality, and if you do take it out, it sounds like from the Korban Eda, there's a chance that you can get messed up. Right? That's interestingly enough with the Gemara says in Brachas. Zak the Gemara, it says the Gemara in Brachas, actually a remarkable Gemara. Right? This is the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about what do you do if you're davening Shmona Esrei? It's in 21a, bottom of 21a, Rus. What do you do in the middle of Shmona Esrei? You start davening, and you realize you davened already. You're davening Maariv. You're not in Shul. You're somewhere in Singapore. Is there a minyan in Maariv in Singapore?
Every
day. Did Bibi daven at the minyan? You find out? Don't know. He spoke at the Shul, right? So let's say you come after. There's one minyan every day there? But not 2 minyan. So look here. So guy, guys, come to San Jose. Comes at 9:30 at night. Daven Maariv. Then he eats. And he forgot that Maariv, right? So in the middle of his Maariv, he says, oh my goodness, I daven Maariv. What do you do? So, Amar Bihud, Amar Shmuel, Hay Oime Betfila Veniskar Sheispalo. Guy's in the middle of davening. He realizes he davened already. Post, because in the daven you had to start off beforehand. Here you had in mind to daven Maariv. You didn't daven as the daven. You thought in the Maariv. Paisik fa'filo be'emes ha'bracha. Should stop even in the middle of a bracha. In fact, the Gemara asked the Gemara, Aini, is this true? But Amar Rav Nachman says, Ki avino, when I was by my teacher, Rabba Bar Avua, Boin mine, I asked him, Hani b'nei bei Rav, these yeshiva students, T'ta'u umad chara d'chol b'shabbos. They start having Shmona Esrei, and they say, Atachainen, Hashiveinu, Slach lanu. And as they hit Slach Lanu, they hit their chest. Shabbos. So the first thing they do is they go, they don't have to see them. You know, like they act like they're just like, you know, scratching themselves. Now they figure out, what do we do? I'm in a little Slach Lanu. It's Shabbos morning. Do you continue? Right? So the Gemara says, right, a person does that. Mao Shigmru. So he asks Rabbi Ravu, what do you do? Finish the bracha slachlanu. Finish the bracha slachlanu. Hachi hashta. So and the way the Gemara, so it's clear from that, by the way, that you could say slachlanu and baruch aleinu. All these brachas on Shabbos, you can daven all these brachas. Baruch aleinu, what are you davening for? Parnasa. Slachlanu for forgiveness, right? For Yerushalayim, for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, Hashiva, for Mishpat the Sanhedrin. Not at all. So the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta." There, Gavra Baruch Yuvahu. Right? Really, everybody's obligated in all these is 19 brachas on Shabbos as well. So why don't we do a Seata Chana on Shabbos? Why don't we do anything of these things on Shabbos? The Rabban who did not shechum should cover Shabbos. The Rechazal did not, because of covered Shabbos, they didn't want a person to have to daven so long, or perhaps they didn't want them to focus on so many other things, but really they're obligated, and they could say it. But the Chazal took it away from them, okay? But it's not a problem. Then the Gemara says, but you daven, right? You can't bring this as a proof. That's not our sugya. What do you see from here? Clearly that the regular Shemona Esra, you could say it's not considered, it's Teifes Bracha. It's considered the regular bracha. Is that clear to everybody? Clear, Chaim, clear?
Yeah, except it seems to contradict the fact that you can't ask for anything.
So that's true. So the Gemara, what the Gemara Yushami said in the Medrash, that's true, said that what can you ask? Things which are not part of the regular sequence of events. But if it's Re'enu Zeno Parnasenu, if it's regular benching, or even Shemona Esra, even Atachonen, you could technically ask Atachonen. We don't do it because of Chazal, they want to be matriach, whatever that means right now, it's not important. But technically, you could say atachon and all that. Why could you do all this? Why isn't it a problem of asking tzrach on Shabbos? Because it's toifes habracha. It's the regular nusach of tefillah. It's the regular nusach of prayers. Based on this, the Or Zeruah, who's the Or Zeruah? Yeah, Shmuel.
Or Zeruah?
Yitzchak Ashkenazi. Yeah, you're thinking of this.
He's right there. In Germany.
Yeah, or is it was in Germany? Your mama, she following Hitler.
No.
Yeah, Lebensraum. You want big space. It was in Vienna. If Germany always thinks they own everything, you know, Yitzchak me Vienna. Yitzchak me Vienna was one of the great. 13th century sages, Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna. So the Or Zeruah says, he asks the following question. He quotes this Talmud Yerushalmi. He quotes Yerushalmi Beferish. Then he Va'afal gav the Kaimelani. Even though, right, that we hold also lot of Tzvot Shabbos. Hani Mili. What does that mean? Shlo Yatzat Tzvilo Tchayin Va'atzah. You can't say. You can't add into Shemona Esrei, Hashem, give me parnasa. Hashem, give me wealth. Hashem, it's dark. Your power goes off on Shabbos. Right? Your power's off. Right? It's annoying. You have no heat. You have nothing there. Right? You can't dive into Hashem to the power should go back on. You can't make... That's not part of Tovah Setzvila. You can't dive in that way. Right? You know, you had someone's meal that's going along. Push up, get me out of there. maybe you can talk to the host and get you out of there, but you can't ask Hashem. Right? You can't have personal prayers. No tchina, no supplications, no prayers which are not part of the general nusach. That's the words where it says. Umispa of ha'cha toifes tefillah. Kacho, but if it's a toifes of tefillah, it's a nusach of tefillah that you can go out and do.
Well, the tofus, like in the contract, the tofus in the Torah.
Tofus a star. That's actually how that.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, you're saying the tofus.
Yeah, the tofus, right? That's how the Marzu said that. That's the Marzu said that. And he quotes all of this, and he says, for this reason, afterwards he says, quotes the Gemara in Brachos about you could technically, if you'd stay at Achon, you could continue to say it. So he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Quotes the Yushalmi and Shabbos, quotes the Gemara and Brachas, and then he says, once you see you can do the Toifas Tefillah, any Nusach of Tefillah, he says, therefore we can go ahead, Hilchach Anu Mispal Meshabbos, Shalosh Yishonot B'Tekonon, the first three Brachas of Shemona Esrei, normally. Afal Gav Diyesh Bahen Tzarchenu, even though we say Mashiv Aruch Mered Hashem, right, we mentioned rain, and Shalosh Achronos, and you say Elokai Netzor. Well, kind of toilet, kind of toilet, Shalim Raya. Svatsa Medar Mirma. You say, right? Sach Levis or Asacha. It's Asacha or Tilaf Nashi, right? All kinds of personal requests and bakashas. Protect us from our enemies. Right? Watch over us. That's pretty. Watch my mouth. That's all kind of. Why are you able to do that? Because that's part of the general nusach of Tilaf. V'ava al Yeshbo Kolmach Shavim Al-Idea. You say people's bad thoughts should be destroyed against me. The hecha, that's something else. So the bottom line is, says the Or Zeruah, based on all this, anything which is like this, you can go ahead and daven for as well. I saw the Birkei Yosef.
So even like in a person tefillah, if you have a regular person tefillah,
nope. Nope.
What about the addendum in Shema Kolenu that asks for
no. It has to be something that it's obligatory that it's done. It's very liberal interpretation. You say word for word the same thing every day, by the way. You have a script.
No,
it happens to be, by the way. And for two reasons. Number one, what are the two reasons why Tofas HaTefillah works? What are the two reasons?
It doesn't generate, because
it's part of the Nusach. Right. You're used to it. And when you add things on, those are your personal babies. Right? Those are your babies. I'm not joking, by the way. Those are the things that you want. Those are Jonathan Kay's addendums. And we all have addendums. I have my own addendums. Everyone should have addendums, by the way. We need to daven for. Those are good to have. But those will generate tzar. Number two is, the way the Kabbalah answers, the whole reason is that you shouldn't get confused. What you're obligated to do. Right? So here, those, if you don't do it, you're fine. You're Yotzi 100% without them. It's only that you can't start changing benching and Shimon Esrei that much that we don't do it. That's what the Korban Eidah does it. Okay, yes.
Friday night, I bench my children, and also I say Ribbono Kol Olam.
What do you bring Kol Olam in your
after Shalom Aleichem between Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael.
Okay. So I'm gonna bookmark your question. I'll come back to it. Okay. Good question.
The part pretty much answered this, but the part in Shema Kolenu, that those little parts, those are not considered part of Shemona Esrei?
No way. You know where those come from? Those little things? From the Chai Adam. You know when the Chai Adam lived? 19th century. It was in Danzig. No, it was in Vilna. From Danzig, so it was in Vilna. He's a businessman, very chosher person. Machotem with the Vilna going. Those are add-ins, nice things to add in, but absolutely not.
No problem with tavening for Parnasa during the Brikas Kohanim, even though we don't say that all the time?
Definitely for Parnasa, good question. Good question. The whole book worked like that also.
One clarification for, so they said that both the Lashonis say that it's forbidden to ask for his nit, Tzorachot, right? So it doesn't matter that.
Everyone holds that's the case. That's unequivocal. Right. You cannot ask for requests on Shabbos. It's a Talmud Yerushalmi. And the Medrash Rabbah beferish that way. The question is what those both of them then say, but if it's Tofes HaBracha, you can go ahead and do it. Both that the same source says exactly that. So the same source says it's Aser, says if it's Tofes HaBracha, which is a Nusach, you can go ahead and do. Yeah, go ahead.
In Tzarki Derabim, does it make a difference? That's
no.
Because it sounds like you're going to be focusing on your own.
No. I mean, if there's a, kidding you not. If there's a depression in Israel, or a war even, you technically can't daven as a general rule.
So
or in America, or anywhere else.
How is it okay you can daven for people that do tshuva then?
Who said you can daven for tshuva?
You said.
I didn't say that.
You said to tap a shofar.
What did I say?
Oh, you asked me what I said, not in the shir. Don't ask what I said, not in the shir. Hold in the shir. I said, what am I going to say? So on this, there's a Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef says,
Who's the Birkei Yosef?
You better know this.
The Chida, Rabbi Yosef David Azulai.
The Sephardic Gadol of the late 18th century. Where do you live?
Yerushalayim.
Yeah. He was a bibliophile, though. He was actually traveling to Italy when he died. He was looking at all the libraries.
He's
a mashulach.
He's buried in Yerushalayim now.
Yeah. He was a mashulach. You know, one imagine the chida is a mashulach. He collected for the old yeshiva in Yerushalayim. You can imagine the chida next to your door, a Jew like that, who was fluent in all of Torah, Shabbat, Shabbat, Kabbalah. Okay. So Levar, and when he go to collect, he would go to all the libraries in Europe. He would go from library to library. I mean, it was a. Yeah, so the Chida says as follows. He quotes also, he says, Misha Berach Sha'omar Sheikh Tzavel Oilam. What do you do on Shabbos? Misha Berach, I was saying, I'm going to get an Aliyah. You get a Misha Berach. Okay. Mi shaver gadan alaylem olacher im bez mishum tchina hova. Eino mesader tefila chalash. It's not a new tefila. Shami says is only to do new tefilas. But since the Mishaberach is a set nusach, you can do it. You can do it. It's ketilas. Now I will say, when I saw this Birkei Yosef, I was bothered, and I'm especially bothered because today, do we get Mishaberach during the week? Do we ever get Mishaberach during the week?
I could.
Of course, I could. And quite frankly, you know, if Lev Levi would come here, I'd give him Mishaberach during the week. You know, if you guys would do your jobs correctly and Sergey Brunner would go here, I'd put on tefillin on him, and then I give him a Shabbat after the week. Right? That's a hint for both of you. Right? Of course you could, but we don't. We don't. The reality is it's not even uncommon. It's almost never done. You know, bar mitzvah, whatever, really. You don't know he gets a Shabbat after the week. So how do all do this? And I was looking at this Birkei Yosef. I was a little bit annoyed. And then I saw the Rav Pa'alim, who's the Rav Pa'alim? Thank you. The Ben Ishchai, who was about 100 years later, but comes in that it's clear that the Sephardic poskim, and this is important because we'll see this later on, when they learn Tovah Sabracha, they hold anytime there's a set nusach, that's okay. It's only when you're going to go on your own and make up your own words of prayer. But if there's a nusach, that's okay. The pashtus of Tovah's bracha, it's not that it's a set nusach, it's that it's something you do all the time that way. Right? The way they're understanding Tovah's bracha is if it's a set nusach, that's okay. So it's not so pashit how we say Mishaberach, unless you learn that way. We'll flip, you know.
Do you think that the set nusach kind of like balances out the bechi, that you'll be a set nusach and therefore you won't?
Well, it certainly can choose. Whenever you do something routinely, there's a roteness that comes to it. Most people, even when you get a Mishaberach, I'll tell you one thing. People who come to shul very infrequently, or almost never, when they get a Mishaberach, they're margish by it. Get like a Sephardi guy put on a silk yarmulke, or an Ashkenazi as well. They come here once a year and they get a Mishaberach or something. They give more money. I mean, why are they doing that? Because they feel it's like, oh, I have a Mishaberach. Most of us, Mishaberach, you think twice. You know, the people who even refuse it. I don't know, whatever it is. I'm just saying it doesn't. It's normal in anything. I'm not talking about Musar or Tzaddik. That's the tendency. It's just a tendency of it. But here, Bech is only one opinion. Mimsochav Tzacha, which is what the says, you can't be asking for things on Shabbos, right? That's something else, right? Mimsochav Tzacha. Based on this idea, the Ramah says in Tof Reish Beis. Says as follows, Tof Reish Beis. Oh, that's right away. The Ramah says, talking about Avinu Malkeinu, I'm doing a Seres Yimei Tshuva. Do we say Avinu Malkeinu on Seres Yimei Tshuva?
Yeah.
When do we say it? Every Shachris and every Mincha. It's good to come to Hashem on the 10 days of repentance. We say Avinu Malkeinu every morning. It says the Ramah, Avinu Malkeinu Erev Avoker Mavad B'Shabbos. You don't say on Shabbos. What are you saying? All kinds of requests. All kinds of requests. Do Sfardim say it? Yes, they do. Sfardim say Avinu Malkeinu? Yes, they do. What's the difference between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim? I think it's exactly this. And it's how they learn Tefes Abracha. They learn it as Tefes Abracha as a regular Nusach. And I didn't see this. This is my own Ashara after learning the Sugya. You know? But I think it's Pasha that way. They understand Nusach Abracha. I realized this morning. They understand Nusach Abracha as Tefes Abracha as... If it's a regular nusach, that's okay. So you can say Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Nobody's thinking about Avinu Malkeinu. It's in the Siddur. It's saying the same way for Satan Rabbi Akiva, right? But we understand it. It's a regular. It's like benching or Shmona Esrei. We don't say Avinu Malkeinu as normally. You can't just go ahead and say Avinu Malkeinu. Likewise, even Rosh Hashanah, it's Chal B'Shabbos. The Ramah says you don't say Avinu Malkeinu. And if you look over there, it's in Tav Kof Pei Dalet in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah.
In Sfarim do?
Sfarim do. Trust me, you know, I know every year Eliyahu Kohen comes over to me. Points to a sitter. And without fail, every year this happens. He looks at you and says, Rabbi! You know, the Ramah says in Tav Kof Pei Dalet also, on Shabbos Hashanah, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu. And on this, listen to this. The Magen Avraham quotes the Ran. Hatan ibn Sheila Strachov. Because of Sheila Strachov, you can't ask her for needs on Shabbos. This is Beferish. I wire Sfarim do it because they understand this typhus. It's typhus. Brocha.
I thought when you worried about types of Brocha, if there was a concern that you were going to mess up by missing it out.
One of the reasons.
What do you mean? That's one of the reasons. The other reason is because of the tzara or because of mitzvah tzicha, and that's not part of our normal da. You daven shon esrei every day. You go ahead and do benching every day. So that's tofes abrocha. Go ahead, say things you don't usually say. You listen to this. This is half of the fella. The Ramah says in Mechal b'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur now falls on Shabbos, you say, "You ain't on Avinu Malkeinu b'Shabbos." You don't say Avinu Malkeinu, but the rest of Slichos and Tchinos you say like the weekdays. What's the difference between the rest of Tfilos and Slichos and you say on the weekdays and Avinu Malkeinu, right? So the Vilna Gaon in the Be'er Agra says what he says. He says, "Why don't you say Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Kippur, which falls on Shabbos?" So, Mahad Yushalmi, from the Yushalmi, that also asks Sarkhav on Shabbos, he says the Be'er Agra. He says, as I already said, Tofresh Beis, which is on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. And then he says, Aval Slichos, Kevan Shube Em Saha Bracha, since they're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, in the middle of the Brachas. And if you'd say it on Chol, it's Ketayfus Abracha. Since Slichos come in mitten of the thing, so that's kilo to Tefes Abrach. That's what the Gaon says. And by the way, the Gra in Maisarav, very importantly, the Gra in Maisarav is somebody who stayed by the Gra for a few months. And he wrote a book called Maisarav. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sefer all the time. It's a very chashev Sefer called Maisarav. So he said that the Gra did not say Harachamans on Shabbos. So the Gra didn't say Harachamans on Shabbos. Because he felt it wasn't Ketayfus Abracha. It's afterwards. It's not in the middle. The Gros Halosh, it's in the middle. It's not in the middle there. Harachamans are all after. By the way, there are people who make the mistake into the Vilna Gaon to not say Harachamans. It's not true. The Vilna Gaon every day says Harachamans. I've heard people say that the Vilna Gaon doesn't say Harachamans. It's a mistake. He always said Harachamans, but on Shabbos he didn't.
And why did he say Harachamans on Shabbos?
I told you, one of my moshes was the guy who told me once that he only benches on Shabbos. So, you know, I bench on Shabbos, and he ate bread every day. So, yeah, go figure.
Did this posik hold that he would just say up until Al Yechasereinu on Shabbos?
Oh, the Gra?
Yeah.
You know this posik the Vilna Gaon was?
I mean, it just flew out of my head before.
This
posek,
our posek, the Vilna Gaon.
Our posek, the Vilna Gaon.
Yeah.
Would he just say up to Al Yechasereinu?
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. And he held you. When you say Harachamans, all these Harachamans are personal requests. The Vilna Gaon was unequivocal. He could not say Harachamans. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim is not passing like that. And all the benching is Tefes Habracha. These machlokes are all of what Tefes Habracha is. But the Gra held, unless it's in the middle. Right, I actually saw, you know, we're this Shabbos, the Shabbos of Varchim. Shabbos of Varchim. What are we going to do? We're going to bench the month.
Yeah.
Right, how do you go ahead and do bench the month?
Yeah, because we
have some. Huh? Yerushamayim, all these things? Huh?
You cut off the Rachamans, then you don't say thank you to your host.
Oh, no, you do. Really, it's good, Charlotte. Really, the real thank you to the host is really after Al Yechasereinu. The Gemara says it, and in my house, the only benches I put out are benches that have the correct blessing for the host. The long blessing, and the real place where it's supposed to be is after Al Yechasereinu.
Ah.
That's where it's supposed to be. So you do that, and that's really how you would end.
Ah.
But good question, Chaim. You are such a host. I have to get you to my house again. That's where your head is. You know, this is great. I once had a teacher, he would actually, before the judge, he would actually put out the blessing for the host on the table to make sure whoever Bench said it. It's a good thing to say. It's a beautiful book. And it's far from the act and all these extras. I'm not sure if only going to I'd say like the Mishnah Berurah says, like I need the Harachah. That's what you mean. Yeah, they're glad they're not. If you're a real person, the Shmuel Kamenetsky, my Rebbe, does not say Harachah on Shabbos, to my knowledge. Yeah, he liked a Shkia. He uses a grunt sitter. I remember he used to like leave. I used to drive him very often home. This is this Aruch Shulchan. Aruch Shulchan Hovas Rosh Chodesh Tav Yud Zayin Sif Tess. This is his. It says, Tzmehaini, I'm flabbergasted. Ross, you know what flabbergasted means? Tzmehaini, something's not like a guy. It's not a tzarechin. Tzmehaini, what's going on over here? Haichmutu l'spal b'Shabbes tefillah chadasha, to add on a new tefillah. You can't say tefillah sebrachas so easily. Now maybe according to the Sfarim you could, because it's a set nusach. But he's in the world of Ashkenazim. And I realize this Nakuda, I mean, all these sukkahs very clear, right? You know, we don't hold that way. We hold Tovah Zebracha really means that you go ahead and do things. Ma she'enu b'Tovah Zebracha, so it's filah b'fniyatz. It's a regular filah. Mevakshim, we ask for parnasa and Shabbos Mevarchim. I mean, by the way, I don't understand people. We do say it. If you're not here Shabbos Mevarchim, you're missing the boat. You missed the boat. You leave for this, such a beautiful tefillah, parnasa. With the Torah, holding the Torah, standing up. Oh, it's a very auspicious. You bring in the month, all the bracha you want for the month ahead, right? That's a parnasa shart srachim. Ve'ich mutter b'Shabbos ve'tefillah zuhi tefillas Rav because shana b'brachas. It's the tefillah of Rav. Where is it? What's the source of Shabbos b'varchim that he writes on? The Gemara says in brachas was the tefillah Rav said the whole year. We say that tefillah once a month on Shabbos b'varchim. Rav, where's Rav the Rosh Hashiva of? Shiran? Nachum? Sir. You gotta learn Daf Yomi every day now. This is it.
you don't wanna miss any more questions.
So Rav, I always pick on Shiran, he knows it. So Rav Bechol Hashan, you knew that.
Yeah.
I think he's not yawning.
Second
shift, 7:30. Get an extra 2 hours of sleep. An hour of sleep. Yeah. So Rav he says Rav daven every day. This is what Rav said. Well, we say Shabbos Mevarchim every day. At the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, he would say we say this once a month. What Rav say? Yes, for Chaim Aruchim, long life. We add for toiva, for good, for bracha, for blessing. By the way, we say this, it bothers me to no end. But I made this announcement a few times over the years. I hear people kind of saying, like, you're hush. You're not so buff. You should say it! Like, amen, shikha. Like, you believe it. You want a good month. Who doesn't need a good month out of them? Yish b'sever b'soif v'schus tfilas rav. Avazel divrei boiris. He says, what? Ma shaykh. He says, don't add tefillas Rav, because that's weird idiots, he says, fools. So just said, Venir Hashem Adfis, and they made a mistake to say tefillas Rav. But the bottom line is, Mekomoko mihiter lanu likbo tefillah chalashos. Who allowed this to happen? The Ayasher Cheli. If I had the Kayach, and Rechil Michal Epstein was a Rav in Avar, the accused me Gedele Hador. He says, if I had the power, if at Lena, I would stop all the shoals from saying this. Akashalis Nosaminog. Very hard to stop such a minhag that's on all the shows. Mitzarech in gadol. Tzarech in gadol. Sorry, I don't have this question. I saw Chabad, Rabbi Vogel, I called out on this. They don't say it. They only say Misha Asanisim. They skip the whole thing. They skip it. They don't say the Sihirat sign. Says Aruch HaShokhan Tzarech in gadol. I saw Rabbi Chaim in Berlin. Has like a dichoy that he brings down, like it's not really a tefillah. I really didn't even understand what that meant, so I won't do it justice. But tzarchin gadol. Well, I say the Shabbos? Absolutely, because it's the minhag. But when you're learning the sugya, it's a big shada how you're able to add this in, right?
This doesn't make us sad.
Mem tzuchavtzicha. Mem tzuchavtzicha.
You're wishing for something.
Mem tzuchavtzicha. Right? And Shabbos, everything's done. You're not worrying about this on Shabbos. Mem tzuchavtzicha. Now, and by the way, if a person is sick and they want Chaim Aruchim, they will be sad. A person doesn't have Parnasa and they want Parnasa, they will be sad. You know,
yeah.
You know, they will make them remind themselves of their lowly situation currently. Right? They don't, you know, your wedding day, you're not supposed to think about that. What about tzrachav on Shabbos, which are spiritual of nature? Now, the interesting thing is when you look at the sugya, the Gemara talks about praying for health, praying for wealth, parnaseinu, right? Tzrachav. It's always the two examples are for health and for parnasa. That's the Gemara's examples and Medrash examples. What about to be a Talmud Chacham? What about if you have a hard time understanding a Tosfos? Anyone ever doubt that they understand a Tosfos?
Sure.
Right? Understand Gemara, right? You doubt it? You want to ask how? Open up my eyes. What about if you want to daven? But I remember, I'm not feeling this. I was standing next to Lakewood. Bless this guy's soul. Rosh Hashanah night, this guy's next to me. Please, Hashem, let me daven to you. This Rosh Hashanah. I heard him. It was right next to me. Please, Hashem, just let me. It was beautiful, but I'm saying it was loud. Let me daven for you. Beautiful, right? Guy sitting next to you. You want to daven to Hashem to be able to daven. What about other ruchnius things? You know, a person struggling with 38 Zahara. Hashem, give me siyata d'shmaya, not to stumble. Give me siyata d'shmaya, not to stumble. Can you daven for ruchnius on Shabbos? What do you think?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, no. Why yes, why no?
Still, you're davening for the tzachim. It's your tzachim. What's the chiruv? Still, you want tzachim?
What?
I mean, the whole
tefillah
on Shabbos is
ruchnius.
No,
it's nusach. We're talking about adding ha'safas.
Adding.
I'm talking about at the end of your Shemon Esrei. Or in the middle of the day, it's dark outside, you lost your power. Hashem, give me the ability to think Torah. Get down, the light's gone. You want to think Torah. You're walking on a street and there's putzes. Hashem, watch my eyes. Get down that way.
It's Shabbos
stick,
it's within the spirit of Shabbos.
Imam Chassidic, you're like your grandfather over here. It's a Shabbos stick. It's not wearing a shtreimel again, right? I wouldn't love this. Tell me yes, no, why, yes, or no. We have three reasons.
Yeah.
You had the reason of Daiga. What was the third reason? Comes to Bechi. Right. Comes to Bechi. So, could you daven for spirituality?
Yeah, the
Chavtei
Shammai
Mutarim,
right?
What does it say that?
What?
What does it say that?
But Gemara, the Chavtecha...
That's it. So we learned that, right?
Yeah.
That's to do mitzvahs. That's true.
Right.
So, right, to do... Either you could even pledge tzedakah on Shabbos. So you see that Mem Tzor Chavtecha, not a problem. So you're good for Mem Tzor Chavtecha. Take that off the table.
Okay.
Bechi. Taiga. So you're right. You're good. We learned that before. We talked about giving, pledging tzedakah, all that stuff on Shabbos, right? Lamaisa, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, I think it's Reb Chaim. Right, it's Aser. So it's Aser. And said, Shlomo Zalman Arbach says it's Mutter. Shlomo Zalman Arbach said it's Mutter. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it's Aser. And
he's a Kanievsky
follower. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like it's mutter. Mishnah Berurah says, "Listen, this Mishnah Berurah. I think it's pretty much it's a dig. It's clearly holds mutter. Talks about adding in at the end of the field. Kasser Achornim, the mutter. This is what it says. B'Shabbes, say Elokai." If you're fasting on Shabbos, if it's a tanis chalom on Shabbos, right? When is asking for requests forbidden? You're praying for a sick person. O parnasa, the domalo, and it seems to you sheish tzar lefanav. Okay, Aval charatas avonos, to say Hashem forgive me for my sin. Tov b'choyom, kevin she'en, as long as you don't do vidoy. As long as you don't do vidoy, you can't do vidoy on Shabbos. But to go out, so what is the chavetz? It's only what can you do? Choli, parnasa, or other tsar b'fanav. Ruchniyistik at tsaris, the way I understand the chavetz chayim, it's personal desire. You know, it's not a metzias. You can't, it's not palpable, tangible, like that, right? It's your bechira, it's your reality. It's something like that. That's how the Chavetz Chaim understands it. But the Chavetz Chaim, it's seen that way. I remember I once asked Rabbi Rafal Levine. Anyone have Rabbi Arya Levine? So Rabbi Rafal Levine was his son, like took over a lot of his stuff. His, you know, obviously his brother-in-law is Rafal Yashiv, because Rabbi Arya Levine's daughter married Rafal Yashiv, that's all. So I remember at the time I was speaking to him, he said to me, well, I asked my brother-in-law that question. One thing I asked him, I said, could I daven for a shidduch? I was a single, I was in the Mir Yeshiva at the time. Should I daven for my shidduch on Shabbos? Could I daven for my shidduch on Shabbos?
Sure.
So he says to me, you can daven for Ruchnias on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman and Arbach. Like I think the Mishnah Berurah holds. And like I think it's, I got it when I learned the sugya, I think that as long as I don't sit there crying, you know, which would be, so he said, yeah, you could. I said, you could not ruchnias on Shabbos. I said, and the shidduch is ruchnias. He goes to me, there's nothing that will affect your ruchnias. What? He says, ain't like a ruchni more than that. There's nothing more spiritual than who you're going to marry.
Yeah.
You're in Pashat, you could not marry a shidduch on Shabbos. I mean, that, you know, to a yid, a marriage is ruchnias. Nothing is more spiritual than...
Everything affects you with ruchnias.
Shalom bayis you can not for. But you could, what you can't daven for is things which you're gonna are secondary ruchnias, because then you can see your parnasa, your health, uh-huh. All these things are that something which it has to be. So when I asked him, it's intrinsically ruchnias. You know, it has to be intrinsically ruchnias. Your parnasa is also ruchnias, and so is your health. It has to be intrinsic, and that's why shidduch is intrinsically ruchnias. Means the way we're saying is the whole reason to get married is for ruchnias. It's a very different understanding of what marriage or what marriage is. You don't have the time because it's late, but what John asked earlier about Ribbono Lamim. About duchening. And really, actually, there's a whole relationship about this. It's clear that on Yom Tif or Mekel. On Shabbos, though, do we say that?
No.
So in Moshe's a tshuva, there's some people who didn't want to duchen on Shabbos because they come to do that. But it's not the point of it right now. So you see that in Yom Tif, or even on Rosh Hashanah, do we do these things? It's only on Shabbos we have a problem with Avinu Malkeinu. Or in Yom Kippur we do it, Avinu Malkeinu. Right? We say Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. You don't hit on Rosh Hashanah because you don't do it either way. We say Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We say Ribbon Olam on Yom Tif. So Yom Tif is different of as far as these type of things. It's clear there are still parameters because you don't just daven for anything there, but we're much more lenient on that. Now again, if you're Sephardi, they understand Nusach HaBracha, Tavis Bracha has any Nusach, so in general they're more lenient. But even us Ashkenazim who understand Tavis HaBracha as the normal tefillah of a weekday, we would be more lenient on in general on Yom Tif. Going through the whole Sugya Yom Tif is not for right now, but so I said we do say duchening and we say Avinu Malkeinu and all of that because Yom Tif is much more lenient as far as halacha. Okay,
did the
whole
say
the
Yerotzen?
I would say not. I would say he would definitely not. But there's no record of that. I don't know. Yeah.
In the Gro, I think they say Yerotzen.
So next time you're there, go ask Rav Rosenthal why. And tell the Orcha Shulchan, ask him the Meiser Rav. He'll be impressed, first of all. And you let me know what he says. Not really. It's a Pella Otsum that we do it.
It's in the middle of the spiritual request, I think.
What do you mean it's in the middle?
Most of our spiritual. You're Eschei.
No, but you're even... But Rav Chaim can ask it. You know, even
I know
it's
what you know,
but... Yeah.
So bunching the children is spiritual.
Right.
Okay, what about Ribbon
Kolam? Also spiritual.
But you have in there...
I don't say it.
Halfway through, you have
a few
requests.
So then you have to say, like, the Sephardim. It's a Nusach. It's a chassidus tefillah. You know that, by the way. Yeah, it is. It's the chassidim say it. I don't say it. Now I'm going to look at it this Friday night. I've had guests in my house who say it. I remember Grossman, Tzachdav Grossman. Parents said it. Other Haimishas said it. It's a Nisach Sfar type thing that say it. So I never really looked at it. I never read my whole life. But I will look at it now. Okay. I'll assume, though, they're going to come. It's going to come from like a more Sephardic, you know. But like you look at the Chidah's Tashlich. I mean, he goes. You ever see that Tashlich he brings down? That's the Chidah. Same thing. As long as it's a Nusach HaTfilah, you can go ahead and you can do it. Because why am I saying that? Because Tashlich you do it on Shabbos also. Very often, whatever it may be. So, my answer to you would be. Local kach pashat, but those who say it, they're going to be.
By the way, all these things that we said apply to Shabbos. Do they also equally apply to Yom
Tov? I was just telling Jonathan that. That's how you duchen and say Avinu Malkeinu. We all do it. We do that.
So it doesn't apply to Yom Tov. As much.
Anything with a nusach doesn't apply. But we don't daven for a new car in Yom Tov.
What would you have to feel on Shabbos?
Shach.
Shabbos Rosh Hashanah.
So that's a big shaila. So I only daven for Ruchnis, not for spirit. Fortunately, it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You should daven only for Ruchnis. Yeah, it only comes first day. It doesn't come second day ever.
Wow, so you would do a first day Shabbos Rosh Hashanah and keep all your presents until second day?
Serious request.
For Gashmis.
Because normally the second day you daven for Ruchnis, no?
No, second day for Gashmis in general. Yeah. So it works out.